You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In command that Atana al-Shah is commanding us to have a healthy and affectionate relation with Lere'acha. So now, first of all, it's very possible in matter that Torah Moshiach is forcing us to love somebody. So usually, normally, either you like somebody or you don't like him. But here Torah Moshiach says, no, you have no choice. You have to love him. How does that work? If you don't like him, so you cannot force yourself to like somebody. Either you like him, either you have some type of attraction, but if you don't, how can you love somebody? Do you like Hashem? How many people like Hashem? You know anybody that loves Hashem truly? What's the percentage in the whole world that they love Hashem? But instead, even loving Hashem, what has anything to do with somebody that you don't like? So you don't like him. You don't like the way he looks. You think he's too tall or too short. Or maybe you don't like his voice.
You don't like the shirt that he's wearing.
Understand, no, but my point here is, like, let's say the food that you don't like, can you be forced to eat it?
Yes.
Yeah? I don't suggest, because if you eat it by force, then, you know, it's going to be very harmful. It's not suggested. That's why he suggested when you eat your food, make sure you're listening to Kol Hanishma radio. So at least, you know, you're eating the food with some type of inspiring music. Why can't you not compare it? Why? You don't like the food, you don't want to eat it. You don't like him because whatever that he does and whatever that he's all about, you don't like him. You know, force yourself to like him. What's the percentage of people that they like their in-laws? Don't answer. No, don't answer. So now, can you...
I love my in-laws.
No, I didn't want to remind you, I'm sorry. So how can you force yourself to love somebody that you don't like? And not only that, it says after le ra'acha. What is ra'acha?
So when it goes to the last week we were discussing, you're not really loving or hating that person. You have a common denominator, which is a neshama that started from Adam HaRishon that got passed down.
Yeah. I understand that, but it's a very, very extended track of your mentality that you convince yourself he has some connection with you and this, you know. You know, people are partners, you know, in one business, or there are shareholders, or they're working in the same company. They know, you know, the profit, everybody goes to their own pocket. But what's the percentage that the people that they have the same share in one company, they like one another? They like one another. What's the percentage? So what? So what? We are one thing. So now, okay, you have the same neshama as I do. So what? I don't like you. What do I care? What does it matter? And not only that, the Torah says you have to love le re'acha. What does re'acha means?
What's the root of re'acha?
Ra. Chazak v'ruach. What does ra means? Not good. So he says you have to love le'ra'acha. Ra'acha, what do you mean? Something that is ra. And not only that, in Hebrew term we have an interesting term. It's called ra'uwa. What does ra'uwa mean? Shaky. Shaky. Ra'uwa. So Hashem says, after le'ra'acha, that means the command here is you have to love a type of character, personality that is shaky, is not stable. So that means to love somebody that you always see, that always comes, and that always keeps his promises. That's not the command. Torah says you have to love somebody that you don't see him often. He promised he doesn't come. He, you know, not always smiling at you. That means the command here is that you have to show affection to somebody that is a ra'uwa. Not that really, makes you feel good. It's shaky. Comes, doesn't come. He's nice to you, he's not nice to you. You have to show affection to such a character. He, changes his mood. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not good. Sometimes he's pleasant, sometimes he's not pleasant. Sometimes he answers his texts, sometimes he doesn't. That's what you have to love. Ra'uwa. After le ra'acha.
It's very hard now. So Kavod, actually, you were expecting when you send the text to get a return answer also? I have no idea about this.
It goes without saying. Why somebody sends you a text?
Your text always contains information. You're late.
No, see, you feel such... gives you such a good feeling that you realize, how many texts Ibnu Shalom sends you every day, and even you don't answer one. So then you realize what Hashem, what the pain he goes through. He said, oh, yeah, I keep sending you texts. Said, to shape up, fix yourself. Stop all this nonsense thing. Who listens? Who listens? No, but here... the command is very, very, very hard to digest. But I have to love somebody that really is not in my mood to love him. He says, no, you have to love him. And not only that, it's somebody that really, it's not that you enjoy, you want to see, you're happy to see. So you have to love somebody that is ra. Is ra. Is ra'uwa. Is shaky.
There is a lesson by loving someone you don't like is a lesson for you. Maybe there is a message he wants to give you. And then by loving that person, it allows you to teach the other person how to be.
Chazak baruch.
So it's two ways.
So now we need a tip. Tell us how we can do this. How we can do it.
How we could do it?
Yeah, yeah.
To love somebody without any expecting back anything. Just love the person.
I understand. But let's say...
somebody comes and asks if he can... no, borrow your car. He has a date.
You give him? No. Say yes, say yes.
Yes, I
will. And you give. So then, you see that all of a sudden at the stoplight, you recognize your car is standing by the red light. And then you look, who's driving the car, and then you see all of a sudden... the gentleman that you have been chasing after for 2 years,
to get your money back, he's driving your car. How do you feel?
Great.
So Divrei Torah is working. I think normally you're going to run to the stoplight, open the door and get him out of the car. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, without any tarof. And how can you just let him to get away with your car?
First of all, you didn't lend it to the car thing, you lend it to somebody else. Don't give it to somebody that, you know, is not in your, is in a red list, blacklist. It's a blacklist.
So here we see a very interesting point that Ibn Shalom says that as a Yehudi, you have to learn to love another Yehudi. So now, there's an interesting quote here that is suggested to use. Re'acha, how do you write Re'acha? Resh, Ayin, Chav, Sofit. What comes after Resh?
Shin.
What comes after Ayin?
Pe.
What comes after Chav?
Lamed.
So, what's the message?
Shafel.
Shafel, right.
The letters after Re'acha, your friend, is Shafel. What does Shafel mean?
Low.
Low. Anal. Humble.
So here, the Tzotan Ushag is giving us a tip. To be able to love somebody that really you have no interest to love. So now, if you learn to be Shafel, to be Anal, to be Forutan, so that would help you to love somebody.
Usually when we hesitate to love another human being, because we have lots of
Gava,
we feel I'm much better than him. I feel I don't need him. Why should I love him? I don't need him. He doesn't want to come. Hey, don't come. I don't want to see him.
It's also
Gematria Liran. Liran, has to give her off. Yeah, Hashem Yishmor V'chayehu. So now here, to be able to love somebody, that means you have to be shafel. So what does it mean? We usually argue, why? Because we are told to do something that we don't like to do.
Because people, when they look us, or we feel that they're watching us, we don't like it.
We don't like it. But here, when you shafel, then obviously
you are more tend to love somebody. But the Gehava is not going to let you to consider somebody else.
And that's a very interesting point. Because Shmuel HaMelech Shalom is teaching us that the heart of the people is exactly like your impression to the water. The way that you see your impression in the water, the heart of people exactly the same way. So now, when you smile at the water, when you see the water,
you see somebody's smiling at you. So that means when you smile unhappy about somebody, so now obviously he has the same feeling about you. But when you do achmu to the water, so that means he has the same feeling. So the same way that your impression is in the water, so then the heart of people exactly the same way. So now they ask, Shmuel Shalom, at his time you didn't have a mirror? So you can say, the way you look at the mirror, your heart is exactly the same way. So how come he's telling me the way you look at the water? Even the mirror, you can see better.
Because water always goes down.
It's like, oh, beautiful. Very nice, very nice.
Shalom is teaching us, why water? Because to see your impression in the water, you have to bend. Mirror, you stand. Doesn't work.
When you learn to bend and look at the water, so then your heart becomes as
The way you feel about your friend, and never it's going to happen till you bend. But if you don't bend, so what? For what? What did he do for me? Why should I love him? Who's he to love him? You know what he did to me?
I'm not going to bend. So when you're not going to bend, it's not going to happen.
Midrash brings an interesting story about a gentleman who was very tzaddik. He was caught stealing. So the decree was they have to get rid of him. Decree to death. Yeah, that's how the law was. So the day comes, and then they put a rope around his neck. All of a sudden, they hear scream, wait, no, he's not guilty. I did it. So who is this guy? So he comes, and then he says, no, he's innocent. I did it. So they stop, and then they take him to the melech, to the king, and then they do the research. And then they realize, actually, he didn't steal it. The Ganav, the Ganav didn't steal it. So the king asked the other guy, he says, how did you do this? You know, he could have just hanged you instead of him. He said, Kibod HaMelech, if you would have killed my friend, I could not live anymore. I couldn't. So I would rather to die instead of him and you not kill him. The Melech said, wow. So impressed, you know, how you were able to do this. Can I be your friend? Can you have me as a friend? The Mirai says that the command is, the Mirai says, when you love your fellow Jew, Hashem says, I want to be part of you. Accept me as you. So that means when you love your fellow Jew, Hashem says, I want to be with you. Ani Hashem. So that means the only way that you can bring Hashem among yourself, when you love another, Yehudi. And there's a quote, beautiful quote. As you know, Ahava, the newer value is
13.
So if you have two of them, how many you get? 26. Your math is good. 26. And 26 is equal to? Name of Hashem. So that means when the Ahava mixes with the Ahava, you have 26. That means? Ribono Shel Olam. Put on tefillin. You did a mitzvah. Doesn't mean that Hashem comes. You keep Shabbat. You did a mitzvah. Doesn't mean Hashem comes and protects you. But there's only one mitzvah that Torah says. When you observe that mitzvah, Hashem is going to join you. V'ahavta l'rachah kamocha, ani Hashem. The Melech is so impressed to become friend of these two dear friends. And we did it bad. Yerush Olam, as we keep pleading to Yerush Olam, everybody says loud Amen. That's what we're waiting for. And the solution here is when we become Shafel and we realize that, you know what, stop all this nonsense, stop all this machloket. And we become together. So then, Avinu Shavashomayim is going to join us and dwell among us. Bekarov, Bezat Hashem. And it's going to be Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.